This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The biggest battle we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment podcast, we will share concepts, universal laws, and interviewing individuals who have done just that, who have gone through the dark times and through those moments allowed their light to shine bright. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast and taking this journey with me as we discover different avenues to break through those limits, expand your reality, and evolve into the person you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This show is sponsored by Empower Your Reality. Empower Your Reality is an online consciousness school that is designed to help you elevate the mind, raise your consciousness, your vibration, to attract and create the reality of what it is that you desire. At Empower Your Reality, we have books, we have online classes. You can find the podcast here on there, and other things that can help you elevate and truly learn the art and the science of creating the reality of what it is that you want to experience in your life. So for more information, to check out all that we're up to and what we're doing, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. Now, back to the show. What up, guys? It's Dr. Vic, and you're listening to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. As each week, once a week, on Tuesdays primarily, I share an episode, 10, 15, 20 minutes of an idea, a concept, something that I may have talked with a coaching client, meditation, something I believe that is needed at this time. My intuition kind of like nudges me and says, hey, share this. This is going to be worthwhile for your listeners. And so literally, this is what I'm sharing with you guys. And then today, it's something that's been on my mind. Actually, in my meditation today, it was all about uncertainty and surrendering and letting go. And it's something that I practice from time to time. Sometimes I just want to keep it as a reminder that, you know, my job as a human being, as Victor Manzo Jr., really is to be more of just understanding the flow of life and how I can only control a certain fabric of it. Where the other parts of life, I just have to learn to dance with and let it teach me things, let it help me evolve and grow as a human being. And it's been very very wonderful process this morning when, as I've been doing this work, surrendering. And I recommend it to clients at times, because in life, for me, being a type A personality, task-oriented driver, I like to set a goal, go after it, and make it happen, right? If I say it's happening, it's happening. That's it. There's no discussion. There's no hope. There's no maybe. It's happening, right? And before, I didn't know how to have healthy boundaries with that, in the sense of like, I would do whatever it took to get there, right? I would sacrifice my health. I would sacrifice other things to get to what I wanted to get to, because I'm just that type of an individual. And then life hit me many times with obstacles and walls that I had to learn how to take a step back and say, hold up here. The fabric of life, what you're trying to control, is really not from a center of power, but force. And I had to learn how to change from going from force and going to sense of power. And power is a place where you can just go ahead and, like, no matter what happens, you're in a state of knowing things are going to go in a certain direction. And you're not paying attention to the noise. You're not letting things get in the way. And you just keep focusing on what you're doing. And what's fascinating about that is that when you're in that place, that's when the magic happens. That's when what you want to achieve and acquire and have happens. But what happens in life is there's uncertainty, right? You look at this year, 2020, 2021, there has been a lot of uncertainty in 2020. People have lost jobs, lives have lost. There's a lot of unknowns, right? And then you have 2021 now, and you're like, okay, well, we went through 2020. What's happening here? When's this kind of turning around? When things are going to change, right? And for me, it's one of these things that, please understand, what I'm going to share here is not my doctor hat. What that means is I'm not giving advice, medical advice. So you have to do your own decision, make your own choices on these things. But I want you to understand, when it comes to things like in business, when it comes to things in your life, right? You can't blame other people. You can't have other people give you the response, but do it for you so that you don't have to do the work. It doesn't work that way. The soul doesn't work that way. Spirituality doesn't work that way. Life doesn't work that way. Okay. Now I want you to understand this concept though. Now I'm just taking the philosophy of everything. But with this uncertainty, you know, there's things in life that we just don't know what normal is going to come back. And what is this normal? I don't like saying the word new normal, because that means something had to change and it may not be in your power. But think about, again, your life, when it comes to anything you want to achieve, when it comes to a relationship, when it comes to financials, when it comes to all things, everything resides on you. Law of the universe is that everything happens through you, not to you. Okay. So everything is happening because of the vibe of where you're at, and that wherever you are in your life, you have to take radical responsibility. You have to take self-responsibility for all things. And the people who do that the most are the ones that thrive the most in life. They're the ones that get to the levels and achieve the goals and what it is that they want to experience in their life. Right. So that makes perfect sense. But now, all of a sudden, to get back to normal, one of the analogies is, hey, you must get the shot, right? That's what's going to save you. That's what's going to help you. But that goes against universal laws. That goes against nature. Because here's the thing, and I'm not getting into the vaccine, I never wanted to talk about this in my podcast, but I'm trying to share a concept for you to understand though. We can go ahead and say, well, here we go. It's just like medicine. You take a pill and it should take care of everything for you. And you can just go ahead and live your life, do what you want. You're not responsible for your health. You just get a pill and everything else is going to be fine, right? Well, we know that system's broken. If you're listening to this and you're not in the United States, or you are in the United States, understand that in the United States, we consume over 75% of the world's prescription drugs, yet we're one of the sickest countries in the world when it comes to industrialized nations. And so when you think about that for a second, you know, drugs should be the answer, but they're not. Same thing with the shot. There's things you can do, right? What is myself being a chiropractor, we as chiropractors, and I can't speak for all chiropractors, but for most, we have a philosophy that understands that the body will thrive no matter what, as long as you give it what it needs. And as long as we can have healing working faster than disease or whatever it is, you will thrive. Now, understanding this principle, it's one of the things that, as a chiropractor, when things this last year, when this started to come up, I remember in February, I kept hearing how it was starting to spread. I knew things were going to be starting to come over. I looked at my wife and I said, okay, here's the things we need to do. Here's the things we have to be responsible for our health. We take care of our health very well. And we do all that we can to keep it as optimal as possible. And then there's things we do where we took extra precautions just because we knew this was coming on. We had no clue. Based on the early stuff that I was reading, I was not worried about this at all. But at the same token, I wanted to make sure that I did my due diligence, right? It's just like in business, we prepared for business. We've had preparations just in case if something would occur, something like it did last year. And it's one of those things where we prepped and then we took responsibility for what happened. I wasn't going to blame COVID for that. I wasn't going to blame XYZ for that. I wasn't going to do those things. I knew that there was a big problem happening. And as entrepreneurs, the reason why entrepreneurs sometimes, you know, the successful is because you look for a problem and you create the solution, right? There's a problem out there, you create a solution, everybody wins. And that's what we did in our office is started to educate the public on the state of fear, the state of what it does to your health, what it does to the nervous system, how you can program this into the brain, how you're going to start rewiring your brain, and what is the aspects of how that's going to be more detrimental to your health than just, you know, not giving into it. And so there's things about this, when you look at it, when it comes from a health perspective, the rules of finance, the rules of business, the rules of your mental health, your relationships, your physical health, they all are the same. And that is, it happens through you, not to you. You can't be given something in life and say you're taken care of. If that worked, majority of the people that win the lottery would be multi-generational millionaires and billionaires, but they're not. Most people, when they win the lottery, go bankrupt. Why is that? You got to start asking the questions. This is to you, through you. There's two different scenarios here. And so this is when, in my field of when I've been into chiropractor now for over 11 years, it's one of those things where I've learned over time is that, you know, you have to take responsibility for your health. And if you look at when it comes to things like COVID, the ones, unfortunately, that are passing away the most are the ones who have comorbidities. CDC came out with a report, said roughly about 2.3 comorbidities exist for each person that has died from the virus. And so when you look at that, that also should inquire into inspire more self-responsibility to take care of your health, just like it is to take care of your finances, just like it is to take care of your business, just like it is to take care of your relationships and so much more. It falls on you at the end of the day. And so you have to take that responsibility and do the work. There are other things that you can do down the road if need be, but the critical point is understanding self-responsibility. What happens to individuals is that we get stuck in the state of fear, okay? And this is why I wanted to get into the whole thing I just been sharing about was getting to this point. And that is fear debilitates you. It paralyzes you. It is a dream killer. Fear will shut you down and create a massive dis-ease response in the body, dis-ease. It is going to stress your body. It's going to make you not see opportunities. It's going to make you want to perpetuate more of the fear because you're putting so much attention to it. There's so much emotions attached behind it. All of a sudden, you're programming the brain over time to seek more fear, to give you more reasons to be fearful. Okay. And it becomes a self-perpetuating process, right? And if you're trying to get out of it, but you keep looking at the news, well, guess what? There's only fear in the news. News is all about bad information, bad info, fear. I always tell people, get away from it. Have selective news. That's what I do. I pick and choose what I want to read. I'm not going to have something just broadcast to me all the time. I'm going to go ahead and look and see what is it that I want to learn about, if there is anything, on current events or something along that line, and then do my due diligence as I go through it. But the key thing is fear is the biggest thing. I'm telling you right now, from a neurological perspective, if you're in a state of fear, which centers and fires a part of your brain called the amygdala, your critical thinking, you to see into the future, make decisions to see how it's going to go into the future, is shut down. It's hard to get to that state. If anything, it's impossible because you can't be in two parts of the brain at one time. So you can't be in the amygdala while you're also in the prefrontal cortex. Those two are counters to each other. And so the key thing then is you have to understand that, well, doc, I have fear. Well, one thing you can always ask yourself when you're in a state of fear, is this something that I can, is there anything at this time in my power that I can change this, right? What are the things that I can do? What are the things that I can empower myself? Because once you understand that fear breaks you down, literally in all many aspects, then you can understand and say, okay, well, I don't want to go down that path. So let me breathe. Let me take some breaths. Let me do some meditating. Let me get into a nice calm space. And then all of a sudden, then you can take that aspect and start to look at and say, all right, this is what's going on. How much of a threat is it? What do I have, the cards do I have to play to help? How can I play a role in this and be an influence in this? And how can I make this be the best possible outcome? You know, you start asking those questions and things start to change. I mean, guys, I understand this completely from last year. We had, you know, in my business alone, we almost dropped 40% in 1 month. It was an interesting time. I haven't seen my business drop that long down and get to a certain level in like 4 years. And it was one of those things where I'm like, whoa, we recentered, we regrouped. We didn't sit there and pray and hope for the best. We took action. I mean, we started making investments and looking into things, learning how we can be better positioned to help our community better through a hard time. And I'll be honest with you, I am so happy me and my wife did that, because the stories we're getting now, which are almost a year into this, some patients have come out and been saying, like, I'm happy that I found you guys, because I don't know what I've done through this whole time, like just the conversations and the care you do and how I've been feeling. Like, I just feel like I'm kind of somewhat level-headed. Don't get me wrong, there's been down moments and stuff, but I feel like my mental health would have been through the tank. And that is something that we strictly focus on heavily, is how to help parents. We're family wellness, so it's kids and, you know, families, but how can we help the family unit thrive through these times rather than survive? Right? How are they going to help them not to break down as much? And I'm not going to say everyone in our office did that. It's life. There's some get affected better than some get more affected than others. There's a lot of variables to it. But the key thing is that those who took action, right? And it's even my coaching clients, the ones who took action when we went through it, because sometimes some of them are like, I don't know if I can coach anymore, doc. And I'm like, hold up, let's think about this here. Let's look at your last so-and-so. We're in a tough situation. This is the time when you got to get creative. This is the time when you have to, you know, start to really reinvest. Because what happens is you're in fear. So you want to shut down. You're surviving. What are you going to do? You're going to go into scarcity. You're going to start trying to minimize to survive. What are the excess things I got to get rid of to survive? And what the richest people in the world do, this is why a lot of people are, I hear on the news, and some people will say, oh, look at the richest people in the world. Look at what they did. Everyone was losing money, but the rich gets richer. No, it's because they take risks during the time when no one is. It's just like stocks. When the market bleeds, that's when you want to be buying, you know, because what happens is eventually it's going to come back up and you're going to make double the profits and more. I remember 2009 when Rocktober hit 2008 in October, 2009, market crashed, right? And it took about 5 years to come back around. And I had some friends who, a couple of them got out, a couple of them stayed in. And what they ended up doing was starting to put more into it. Right. And what was fascinating was it took 5 years to come back. Right. And the ones who got out, the ones who just left it as is, it took about 5 years to come back. The ones who went in and started saying, F, I'm going to keep putting money into this. What happened? They were back to their numbers in a year and a half. And by the 5 year mark, they 3x their portfolio. Now, what does that mean? Is that, you know, again, not getting sucked into the fear. I do trading for fun. It's one of the things where I took a little bit of money and I started to play with it and learn it. I've lost money. I made money. I've lost money. I made money. Sometimes I've been down 80, 85, 90%. So trust me, it's not a fun experience. Talk about fear kicking in. But then it's been one of the things where I kind of figured out, like, okay, I can't let fear get to me. I just got to keep playing, you know, learning how to play and really learn how to play the game. And I've learned that when the market bleeds in certain markets, you got to understand there's other things to this. So don't take this as financial advice, please, by any means. I'm just sharing stories here. But it's one of the things where I've learned through time, when I didn't let the fear get to me and I got aggressive, my portfolio will double in an extremely short period of time. Where when I let the fear get to me and I shut down, I'm like, I just got to wait. Hold it all out. Let me see what happens. My growth to come back takes longer, and sometimes it doesn't get back there. And there's times where I've sold everything, recentered, regrouped, and then reinvested. And in a quarter of a period of time, I would see it get back to those levels because I'd be waiting for the dips. And that's what I would do. Sometimes I'll sell on the high and I would wait. Sometimes it took me 3 months before I got back in because I was waiting for the right time. So you don't want to let fear get into your life. So if I can really grasp this whole podcast episode and sum up everything I was trying to share today. Number one, understand that no matter what happens, self-responsibility is you. That's the most key and most important thing, because things happen through you, not to you. There's no such thing as a victim. That's just a story, a belief system, because no matter what happens in your life, it's actually a gift for you to learn something, expand, grow, and evolve. And you can listen to some of the former podcasts I've had where I've shared interviews with people who've gone to prison, you know, different backgrounds, molested, all these different stories. And when I could tell in the interview things were in a good energy state, I would ask the question, was this a, it, now looking back, right? Of course, in the moment, it's never great. But now looking back and what you've learned in that experience and what you learned in that life, would you call that a blessing? And I haven't had anybody say no yet, because it's one of the things that no matter what life is always giving to you, it's up to you to see it in that perspective. So don't let the fear consume you. Understand that you have the power and control to dictate and control your life. There's only a certain amount of what you can control, and that's you. But that is the most powerful thing to control. If you focus there, you can radically change your life in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and have what it is you desire. But you have to control here, right? That's all that matters. Too many times we're trying to control out there, but that's a lost cause. You're always going to be stressed out. Focus on internally. And when you can do that, that's when you can create the reality and the life that you desire. So I hope this was empowering for you. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If this is your first time listening, please subscribe. Let us know what you think. This is, you know, we're trying to really get out there, especially in the mental health arena, to help individuals thrive. If this you are a subscriber, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, every Tuesday, you get to hear from me. So I will be back live on Tuesday. And until next time, I'll talk to you guys this Friday as I'll be releasing another episode or another interview coming up. It's a good one. Check it out. Check out my social media feed as I always share little snippets of it before the release on Friday. But as always, thank you guys. Until next time, peace and love.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you on the journey to rediscover who you really are. To connect with us on Facebook, please visit www.facebook.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. Check us out on Twitter. The handle is DrVic21. Follow us on Instagram, www.instagram.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. If you were inspired by the podcast, pay it forward by sharing it with someone who you know can benefit from it. Thank you again for listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast, sharing paths to help you rediscover your infinite potential.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.